Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
What a historic time we are living in.
Yeah, to put it mildly.
Yeah. Absolutely unbelievable what happened yesterday. And with so much going on, I think everybody's missing it. And I don't want you to miss it. If Elon Musk had not purchased X, Tim Walz would be president, vice president. Kamala Harris would be president. Nick Shirley, he wouldn't have an X account, much less one that did 140 million views of that video of the Somali fraud. And Democrats could want to complain all they want if it was fake. Tim Walz wouldn't have resigned yesterday, no would he? Tim Walz, gone. Wiped out by who again? Some kid who recorded the video on his phone. In the old days of journalism, 20 years ago, 15 years ago, when the liberal gatekeepers in every newsroom had absolute supremacy over the flow of information, the idea of reaching 140 million people with a video, you did yourself in your apartment. Impossible. Elon Musk changed the future, not just of American history, of human history. Humanity, I want you to understand this. I want you to grasp this. I want you to feel it. I want you to get pumped up behind the wheel of your car, Lee. We have never seen this before. And I know that as a journalist. I came up in these newsrooms. I know what it is like. I knew one of my first stories. Oh my gosh, I was good at what I did when I was a journalist. If you hear the righteous rage in my voice, it's because I couldn't do what Nick Shirley did over Christmas. One of the first things I was ever sent to, Lee, was I had the New Reporters in the newsroom owned by McClatchy, had to do what's called sit on the car accidents. We had to go out there, get a picture of the horrific wrecks, definitely leave the blood and the body parts out. And we would print them because people would go in the newspaper and they would read them to see if it was their neighbor who got hurt or killed in the car accident, right? It's a great way to sell papers. Really sucked. Everyone hated doing it. I go out there to an accident. I'm like 3-4 accidents in. It's an illegal immigrant. He's killed somebody. This is Fort Mill, South Carolina, my first journalism job. I let him drive off. Let him drive off. The cops were really pissed about it. Not happy. I mean, they arrested him. He had to bond out, but they let him drive off. I had this great story, Lee. I was so excited. You won't ever find it under my byline. My liberal editor killed it. And do you know what he said to my face? He said, well, yes, but we can't write this because people will start to dislike Hispanics. I mean, what are you talking about? Illegal immigrant. No. It's nothing to do with Hispanics. He killed the story. That was in every newsroom. That was a McClatchy-owned newsroom, Lee. That's what the iron fist of Marxist communism looked like, and Democrats controlled it. And Nick Shirley, are you kidding me? Who, again? Lee, if Elon Musk could not purchase X, Nick Shirley wouldn't even have an X account because the FBI would have canceled it. We would never know about the Somali daycares. And that $9 billion, Joe Thompson, the fact, if you look at these Somali fraudsters, every one of them has been prosecuted this year under Donald Trump. Yes, the investigation started in 2021, but he knew, Joe Thompson, the federal prosecutor, he knew he couldn't do it under Biden. The mistake that Democrats made, they knew Elon Musk has billions of dollars of contracts, especially SpaceX with the U.S. government. When they saw he was going to buy X, they thought he was one of them. He'd palled around with Obama forever. They thought, he'll censor for us. And they fell asleep. So let me paint a picture for you where Tim Walz is the vice president. And don't tell me Trump would have won this time because he wouldn't. You know why? You don't get to win if nobody can hear what you're saying. Trump won in 2016, Lee, because they hadn't gotten, the deep state hadn't gotten, our intel agencies hadn't taken control of social media. He was unfiltered. He beat Hillary Clinton 10 to 1 in hits, clicks, and likes. That's how we won. Elon Musk recreated that condition again in 2024. In human history, we have never had a situation where a kid with a cell phone can go out there and take down a governor in 2 weeks. And that happened yesterday. And let me tell you what, Tim Walz, I'm resigning because of the white supremacy. No, he's not. Yeah. No. He is so dang guilty. What we've seen is the tip of the iceberg. He knows what's under the water, and he's going to get out in hopes that maybe giving Trump a scalp will keep him out of prison. That's what Tim Walz is doing today.
After getting Pelosi to buy Klobuchar.
Yeah. You know what's weird about that, though? Klobuchar has incredibly lower ratings in the polls than Tim Walz. She's like a point behind him. So, I mean, I don't know. Maybe we'll take that state. Now we're looking at the fraud there, by the way. The Somalis, just because, you know, they got all their friends that came over the Joe Biden border that we haven't illegally gotten, you know, taken care of yet. You know, or you can vouch for seven voters. All you got to say is, yes, I know Muhammad Muhammad and his friend Muhammad Muhammad, and they live down the street from me. You know, they own a Somali daycare. Anyway, yeah, they've been here, and I vouch for them. They live at that address. Are they American? Well, no. They just came over the border illegally. Well, whatever. Just signed a document. No checks. See, that's where this goes. The fraud is tied right into the voter registration. They are one and the same. This is a voter drive. It's all over X. They're not getting away with anything anymore. Again, in human history, we have never seen this. Because, Lee, even back in the days of the journalism and the editor, there was a gatekeeper. There is no gatekeeper between any journalist. And that journalist that I was when I was young, and I wanted to do that story on illegal immigrants and how frustrated the cops were, that when they would literally kill someone, they had to let them go. And that editor told me no. There's no one to tell Nick Shirley no. No one. And Democrats cannot survive. Totalitarians cannot survive in that atmosphere. They can't do it. You know what they got? They got one thing left to do. There's only one way out for them. They got to kill Elon Musk. I worry about it every day. I worry about him dying more than I worry about Donald Trump and J.D. Vance dying. Which, by the way, did you see this, Lee? People were saying, oh, is J.D. Vance out of the loop? He wasn't, for the, you know, in the situation room, whatever you want to call it, for the Maduro raid. They said, no, we are now moving to the Trump administration. Daily Wire had the story, is now moving to, we can't keep Vance and Trump together because of continuity of the office. That's the words they use, continuity of the office. Why? They expect the two of them. They're expecting another assassination attempt. Why? The worldwide left, who? Iran, China, Venezuela, Cartel de los Soles does not have another move. They are tied down and locked down and quite frankly screwed because of X. The only hope they have, they could take out Musk. That board will probably appoint somebody who will fold and will censor for them again. Or someone who will give in to the Euro weenies who are now saying Elon Musk is going to have to pay hundreds of millions of dollars in fines and censor American political speech. Obama's people are literally over in Europe right now, Lee. They're over there putting pressure on the EU. We'll come back to power. You better do what we want. We want Brussels censoring American political speech. They're already talking about taking as punishment under the Digital Services Act, 6% of Elon Musk's revenues, all of his companies, not just X, seizing it to stop him. So we are in the thick of the fight right now, but to be able to take out Tim Walz is something that till the critical mass of this moment, Lee, was not possible, not just on social media or in modern times, in human history, since the town crier went out there. And he better censor what he's saying because the mayor or the king or whoever might hit him over the head. I've never seen this before. This is a game changer. Oh, and guess what? This is a crazy thing. People People love it. The highest ever traffic ever recorded on social media, on a platform, bar none, was over Christmas. And it was the Somali fraud, the Maduro raid, and it was one other thing. I can't think what it was. I'm drawing a blank right now. Elon Musk's X is the number one news app. And it's not even a news app. Is the number one news app or the number one app or both in 160 countries right now. Humanity has never seen a thing like this. And it crushed Tim Walz in 2 weeks.
Couldn't have happened to a nicer guy.
I know. He's in trouble. Whatever. If you're a Democrat governor and you're going to resign, he's in trouble. This is so much worse than even Nick Shirley has uncovered. And Dave, his sidekick. By the way, wait to hear how deep and wide Dave thinks this goes. So be excited today, folks. You are living through unprecedented times. Because again, let me bottom line it for you. If Elon Musk doesn't buy X, FBI keeps control of X, nobody hears much from Donald Trump's all censored. We know they took down more than 10,000 accounts. Nick Shirley's would have been one of those. We would live in an authoritarian regime right now. And Tim Walz would be in the vice president's mansion. But that didn't happen. And we got this chance, this one precious, precious chance to be freer than we have ever been as a species. There's nothing like this. And we saw the flex of the power, and it's only getting bigger. And the target on these people, J.D. Vance, Donald Trump, and Elon Musk, will only get bigger. I hope that Musk's security team can handle it.